Hey everybody, this is Andrea from The Andrea Show. If you came from TikTok, I just want to thank you. If you are here on Anchor, I want to thank you even more. Wherever you come from, to come sit here and listen to me, I just want to take this moment and thank you. With that said, today was Inauguration Day. You guys, it is now over. The Trump train is gone, okay? Whether you like it or not, Joe Biden is our president. Today is a wonderful day. Today is a day of healing. Today is a day of hope. Today is a day of rebuilding, okay? Because Joe Biden did not waste any time. He's already got a lot of executive orders. I believe 17 here. I'll look real quick, but he has already reversed Trump's policies. He has shown us all that he means business and that he's here to do a job. It is not okay for a president to endorse violence, to endorse racial tension, to endorse just the most worst characteristics that came from the MAGA hat committee, okay? I mean, I literally feel victimized by these people coming on my TikTok, a platform that I had made, you know, innocently to just, you know, follow the trends, you know, promote my real estate business and, you know, just be myself. But it was really, really scary sometimes. So no victim here. You know, I know God protects me, as my grandma would say, with the blood of Jesus. But, you know, when you have kids in a family, I mean, there was a Trump supporter who actually called my agency, and that is just taking it way too far. Now, if you follow me on TikTok, the drama is yesterday a girl had said that she was proud to be a Trump pet, whatever. And so, but she was really gloaty about it. And so she was like, what are you going to do about it? Like that, like, I voted for Trump. What are you going to do about it? Like, in your face. And I just felt compelled. Listen, I follow to the tunes of which I feel intuitively driven towards. Okay. I'm very intuitive. And I just felt like if you want to antagonize us here on TikTok, well, guess what? I'm going to do something about it. And I said, I was not going to do business with her faux beauty. I said it again. I said Fox. I thought A-F-A-U-X is like Fox. And that's what it looked like to me. But no, I did not take French. And no, I've never heard of the word. So for those of you who correct people, sorry, not sorry. But now we all know, for show. Anyways, a lot of people came for her. Like, a lot of people. And, you know, it is what it is. I didn't do that. But I'm moving on. Nonetheless, if you vote for Trump, I won't be doing business with you. If you are in my face about it, like, if you voted for Trump, just keep it to yourself. I don't want to know. If you have a MAGA hat, I don't want to see it. Like, it's just an agitator, just like the Confederate flag, which is now illegal in New York. Thank you, Cuomo. So with that said, I believe it was 17, but I just want to fact check here online to make sure that I'm giving out the right information. I believe it's 17 executive orders that Biden has now put forward. So, I mean, I'm just so proud of him and just continuing on, you know, trying to repair our country. You know what I mean? I believe he started it the day he decided to become president. But, you know, all of the lies that were told, all of the lies about him and his family and his integrity, I mean, I really felt like I had to stick up for him a lot of the times. And I did. I studied the 1994 crime bill, which people still believe was his freaking thing. I mean, yes, I know he drafted it, but he did not make the revisions that Clinton did. The bill is called the Clinton crime bill. Get it right. Okay. And there wasn't only bad things about it. And when you talk about the 1994 crime bill and you want to mention that it incarcerated tons and many or in it. What is it called? What's a big word for ginormous amount, gigantic or an immense amount of black men? Do not forget that the Black Caucus actually supported it. You know, crime was really bad back then. So they thought it was a good idea. Okay. And it actually was used before, I believe, by I think Nixon. If I'm wrong, please just send me a message here on Anchor, which you can do, or write me on TikTok. I don't know. But, you know, there wasn't only bad things about it, okay? Don't forget the Women's Violence Against Women's Act. That was done by Joe Biden, okay? And, you know, he spent 47 years, okay, you know, fighting for justice. Okay, listen, I know that he said he didn't want his kids to grow up in a racial jungle, but he did not say it the way that Trump supporters made it seem, okay? He was against busing desegregation, okay? He was against the busing, okay, which was horrible. And you saw Kamala Harris give it to him, okay? And I believe he's already been very, you know, empathetic about it, you know? But he did not say that he didn't want his kids to grow up in a racial, like, he didn't want his children to be around Black people, if that's what they're trying to insinuate, okay? Like, if his kids were around Black people that were living in a racial jungle. They took his words out of context, like they do and did everything, year 2020 and so forth. So, you know, it's just such a beautiful day. Did you guys see the fireworks? Did you see the fireworks? Let me just write here. I had to do one thing at a time. And Google Joe executive orders real quick. While I'm talking to you guys real quick. Let me see here if I can find the number. I know it's 17, but I just want to make sure. I just don't want to give you guys bad information. Nonetheless, I'm not really seeing anything populate. So, one second. Here we go. President Joe Biden executive order reverses Donald Trump ban on race and gender diversity training. That's amazing. Okay, because we definitely need that. And can you believe he had the nerve to do that? Like, we need diversity training. Like, that is amazing. Okay, so I'm trying to see here. I believe it should say how many orders that he has. Nonetheless, listen, I'm going to move on. That is actually a really good read. Because I didn't know the executive orders that he... Okay, I'm sorry. It was 15 executive orders. I said 17. Correction. He did 15. Nonetheless, I mean, he just got on the job. Like, come on. Like, that's amazing. Let's read some of this here from USA Today. The Trump administration efforts to quash any discussion of the continued pernicious impact of structural racism, implicit bias, and sexism in the U.S. society was both... gratuitous. I've never seen that word before. Listen, I'm from Hawaii, like, don't freaking judge me, god dang. And harmful. Okay, I'm gonna ask Google, how do you say that freaking stupid word? Because it's better that I know. Like, I'm trying to be better, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't judge me. We're gonna find out what this word is, and if you already know it, just, like, leave me alone. Like it is what it is. Like, I don't know why everybody assumes, like, everybody's gonna know every English freaking word. Like, growing up in Hawaii, like, the struggle's real, okay? I mean, let's not negate the fact that, you know, we speak broken English in Hawaii. Like, people are just so freaking rude. Okay, here we go. Gratuitous. How do you say it?
Gratuitous.
Holy crap, I was completely wrong. Okay.
Gratuitous.
Gratuitous? Okay. And gratuitous means uncalled for, lacking good reason, unwarranted. Ooh, I like that word. Look, watch me tomorrow. I'm going to be like, he was really gratuitous. I'm going to, like, overuse it now. But I always say this, you only have to tell me once. Okay, so, yeah, so Biden's got, like, 15 executive orders. It's amazing. He's just doing so many great things, and he just started. So I just think we're just going to have the most amazing next 4 years of our life. I mean, he is saying that I'm going to do something about it now. Okay, can he please go get the kids out there that are in cages at the border? Please, please get the kids. Like, go get the kids. Let's bring the families back together. That is so important to do. What else? There's just so much to do. I just hope he's not overwhelmed. You know, he is old. Let's let him sit down. You already did 15 executive orders, and you haven't even been the president for a full day. What can we say before I go? Because I try not to make these too long, because I know you guys have your life. I try to make this only 10 minutes long. We're almost running out. The fireworks were amazing. Demi Lovato did her thing. I mean, she looks different. I'm not going to talk about her appearance, because I just think she looks healthy, and that's all we want. Katy Perry did the dang thing. She did a beautiful, beautiful song, Fireworks. We all love that song. It's a classic. And she did not do us wrong on that part. Tom Hanks, what an amazing person to be a speaker. There was no drama. 20,000 soldiers came to the Capitol to protect. They did their job. Thank you for serving our country, National Guard. Thank you, MAGA hats, for not acting a fool. We are now ready to move forward. I don't know about you, but I feel great. I'm happy. I'm excited. And I can't wait for tomorrow, the first day of them being a president for a full day. Okay, gotta go. Bye, guys. Love you.